The Lafayette City Council will hold a special called meeting tomorrow at 1 to address several items of city business. On the agenda under new business, council members will consider an outdoor recreation guided trip waiver and review a proposed safety action plan. Also on the agenda are discussion items, including a Terracon invoice, a Bliss contract, and a large water meter testing. The meeting is open to the public. Voters in Walker County turned out heavily for Republican candidates in Tuesday's primary. GOP voters outpaced Democrats by a wide margin in several statewide races. In Walker County, Republicans cast more than 7,200 votes in the governor's race compared to about 1,700 for Democrats. Similar margins appeared in the Secretary of State and Attorney General races, while the Lieutenant Governor's contest was closer. Across Georgia, more than 1 million voters participated in the primary. Several key races now advance to a runoff with elections set for June 16th. Included in that, Republican gubernatorial contest between Burt Jones and Rick Jackson, with the winner facing Keisha Lance Bottoms in November. Walker County has officially opened Adventure Acres. It's the county's first signature park. It's in Rossville at 370 Salem Road. The park features a nature-themed playground with more than 60 components, a splash pad, a pavilion with restrooms, walking trail, charging station, and an open green space. County officials say the park is designed to blend recreation with nature and serve all ages. The playground includes a zip track and climbing features, while the splash pad offers multiple water elements. The $2.2 million project was funded through an American Rescue Plan Act grant. Adventure Acres is open daily from sunrise to sunset. Splash Pad is in operation starting at 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. We've got more news right after this. The Georgia Department of Transportation is suspending interstate lane closures statewide for the Memorial Day travel period to help ease traffic and improve safety. The suspension begins tomorrow at noon, and it runs through Tuesday, May the 26th at 5 a.m. Officials say the construction zones will be temporarily closed, although some long-term projects and emergency work may remain in place. Drivers are expected to see heavier traffic across Georgia's major interstates, including I-75. Motorists are urged to slow it down in work zones, follow the move over law, and check real-time conditions using Georgia 511 before traveling. The Walker County Animal Shelter is celebrating a successful Empty the Shelters adoption event after 41 animals found new homes, including 23 dogs and 18 cats. The nationwide campaign, supported by the Bissell Pet Foundation, helped reduce the shelter's population, though officials say they are still far from empty. I'm Chris Goforth on North Georgia's home for NASCAR, Georgia 93.7 at AM 1590 WQCH.